those challenges are really focused on. You know, we are in a new day and age here. In order to make sure that we're getting good talent in the door throughout government and keeping on to that talent really requires OPM really taking a leadership role.
And one of the things that specifically the partnership is looking at is OPM's leadership role in fostering innovation and recruiting, you know, bringing more people into the fold, sharing innovation across government in this way. He's got some challenges ahead.
Really does. And Amy, part of it starts with, you know, government as a whole doesn't recruit for occupations or for positions. Individual agencies do. So, you know, all of the agencies are facing some of the very similar challenges, but all of them also face slightly different challenges. And somehow OPM has to be able to get a handle on that and be able to, you know, take this very decentralized hiring, recruiting, training that's decentralized across government and provide some common resources and some common strategy to move all of them forward.
How is he going to be able to do that, though? I mean, first he's got to go through the confirmation process, and then he sink his teeth into this.
Yeah, absolutely, Amy. And you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be an easy road ahead of him. And I think already we've begun to see some things happening at OPM to say, you know what, this is a new day. We need to think, look at things a little bit differently. Earlier this week, OPM actually hosted a forum or a town hall with federal agency representatives to talk about the collaboration that's needed as agencies are addressing hiring needs as they relate to new positions within the government as a result of the stimulus package. And that conversation, Amy, was much more around not business as usual, but if there are hiring authorities or hiring flexibilities that agencies think that they need, the word really from OPM was, let's actually have that let's have that conversation up front, and we'll actually help you navigate the waters to figure out really what you need to get those people in the door. I think in the past it has been, you go off, you show that you actually can't get people in the door, then come to us and request that. So it really wasn't an iterative or a collaborative process. What OPM's message, I think, earlier this week is agencies, bring us into the process right away. Let's sit down. Let's have those conversations. Let's figure out what some good ways, particularly as it relates to flexibilities or hiring authorities. Let's see what makes sense, and let's work collaboratively to move that process forward.
Do you think he has the leadership and the insight to be able to pull that off?
Well, you know what, I think obviously, you know, whoever comes in is really going to have to exhibit a great deal of leadership in and of themselves, but and certainly Mr. Berry, there's no reason to believe that he doesn't have that leadership ability to do that. I think more importantly than simply Mr. Berry having that, though, Amy, is that workforce issues and the people issues to really solve the problems that this country is dealing with, or the challenges that this country is dealing with, are not simply on Mr. Berry's shoulders. They're on all of the agency's shoulders, and that really starts from the very top, and that's not simply Mr. Berry. That's actually at the White House. So the White House really has to make people a priority in this and realize that in order for government to really meet its challenges, it really does need good people in those roles.
Okay, let's talk a bit about the next step for Mr. Berry. Let's say he gets confirmed, he moves through that process without too many problems. When he first sits down in that big chair, what's the first task?
Well, you know, I think there are a number of tasks, and you can put them in any order, but I think certainly there are some potential big wins for government as a whole. And one of those big wins is to figure out a way to fix the broken hiring system. And, you know, that could really start in a number of ways. There are some people who would advocate, let's just throw out the current hiring system, start with a whiteboard and map out a new strategy. Others are saying, let's tweak around the edges a little bit and figure out where there are efficiencies and where simply to streamline pieces of it. You know, ultimately it may be some combination of those two things, but one of the things that the partnership has advocated for is creating a federal job applicants bill of rights. And quite simply, Amy, what that does is creates some standards for which all agencies across government deal with federal employment applicants. And first and foremost, what that's about is communication and transparency. Where are you in the process? What do you need? And that open communication as to where you stand and what the next step is.
And is the partnership hopeful?
We are actually very hopeful, and certainly we believe that members on the Hill are very interested in members of Congress on the Hill are very interested in this issue as well. Again, creating that transparency, and we heard a lot, from President Obama both during the campaign and shortly thereafter about government has to be more transparent. I think this is one of those ways that government does become more transparent and can do it relatively quickly.